Benjamin Netanyahu is a political survivor. If he's successful in the upcoming election in April, Bibi, as he's known, will become Israel's longest-serving prime minister. There's a lot for him to overcome, though. Netanyahu is facing corruption charges that could land him in prison. And now a new controversy has brought condemnation from many Israelis and American Jewish organizations. The prime minister has struck a deal with an ultra-nationalist political party that espouses some pretty extreme anti-Arab views. The World's Matthew Bell has a story.
Israeli politics has always been known as a full-contact sport. The way Benjamin Netanyahu has thrived for so long in that environment is through savvy deal-making with smaller right-wing parties. This time, though, he's gone too far for many Israelis. Some of them are recalling a very dark day in recent history. 25 years ago today, Baruch Goldstein, an American-born physician and resident of a Jewish settlement in the West Bank, entered a mosque with a military rifle. He opened fire on Palestinian worshippers there, killing 29 people. Another 125 people were wounded before Goldstein was chased down and beaten to death.
What remains for me a particular horror of that massacre is that it was done in the name of God, and it was done in my name. It was done in the name of the people of Israel.
Yossi Klein Halevi is with the Shalom Hartman Institute in Jerusalem. He says Israelis responded to Goldstein's act of terrorism with revulsion.
Almost the entire Israeli public repudiated it. The political establishment disowned Goldstein. Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin stood up in the Knesset and said, I hereby excommunicate you from the people of Israel.
But Baruch Goldstein had his supporters, and they're still around, followers of Meir Kahana, an American Israeli rabbi and ultra-nationalist politician who served one term in Israel's parliament. That was before Kahana's movement was banned as a terrorist group by both the Israeli and U.S. governments. But some of his ideological offspring are still on the political scene in Israel. Members of the Otzma Yehudit, or Jewish Power Party, at a recent political rally, one of their leaders, Baruch Marcel, told the Israeli TV channel Arut Sheva what the party stands for.
We want all of Eretz Israel, all of the Torah, and we want all of our enemy out of here.
To a lot of people, that message sounds the same as the one Rabbi Kahana preached, that the land is Jewish and the Arab enemy should be expelled. The Jewish Power Party is now looking at the possibility of getting seats in the Israeli parliament because Benjamin Netanyahu has struck a political deal with the party ahead of the upcoming election. Yohanan Plesner is a former member of the Israeli parliament. He says Netanyahu has crossed a bright red ethical line.
This party represents the far right-wing fringe of Israeli politics. They haven't been in parliament for decades. It's a racist group that praises the murderer Baruch Goldstein. In no way does it represent neither Jewish values or democratic values.
Plesner says Netanyahu is fighting for his political life, and this is an attempt to get every possible right-wing vote he can. Diana Boutu is a Palestinian lawyer and former advisor to the Palestine Liberation Organization. She says Israeli politics have been moving steadily to the right for many years, and that Netanyahu's move reveals something about his own mainstream conservative Likud party.
We can't pretend any longer that Likud is somehow different from the Kahane party. They're one and the same. And what the message that is being sent is very clear, that Palestinians have no rights and that Israel is going to do its utmost to make sure that Palestinians are kicked out of their homeland. And the real question for me is, what's the world going to do in response?
The response from Jewish American groups has been striking. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee, which is usually careful to stay out of internal Israeli political debates, has stepped right into this one. AIPAC said the views of the Jewish Power Party are reprehensible. Over the weekend, AIPAC confirmed that the Israeli prime minister will be speaking at its annual conference in Washington at the end of March. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.